Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God-Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you.
Oh, hello everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I am the host of this show and a certified human design reader. Welcome to the show. So if you are brand new to the show, thank you so much for stopping by and taking a listen. And then if you are somebody who's been listening for some time, if you have a second, be sure to comment on the show. Put a comment in Apple Podcasts, comments, or Spotify, however you go about listening to this podcast. So this one's going to be short and sweet, but I really want to jump into the energy behind this time that we're in right now. So depending on when you're listening to this podcast, we are currently in between two Sabbats, the first one being the winter solstice, which just passed in December, and the next one coming up, which is going to be Imbolc, which is coming up here at the beginning of February. So we're really in this dormant time right now. And I'm so curious how everyone is feeling. If you are like me, you are tired AF. And this is also speaking to everyone on the Northern Hemisphere, of course, and people who are, you know, riding this wave of cold front that's been passing through around this mid-January time. So if you are on the Southern Hemisphere, then of course you are entering, just wrapped your winter summer solstice. And so you are in the potent abundance of it all. And I'm jealous. But right now, we are truly in this dormant time, and it's been really coming up in a lot of my conversations with sister friends and people that I know around using your energy in a way that feels good to you, in a way that feels like it is honoring your divine feminine within. And we've heard this word tossed around for years and years and years now, depending on how long you've been on your journey or your spiritual journey, or maybe this is the first time you've heard that word and you're like, what the F is that? But basically, what this is just talking about is honoring the two energies that all of us hold within us, every single human being on the planet. So go ahead and think about how every single human being on the planet both has a feminine and masculine energy within them. And they use that in different ways. So when you think about feminine energy, first of all, it is more in the realm of course, receiving and that magnetism and that kind of just like juicy, alluring kind of vibe that feels so good. And then you have your masculine energy that is more in the realm of this more linear, this structure type of action. And both are great. Both work well. But I've love talking about this just because it really just depends on where you are in your journey in terms of how you're settling in into the different energies that we're in right now. And so to bring it full circle to what I started the podcast episode with, which is the Wheel of the Year, right? Honoring this like more dormant time that we are in. It's very quiet. There's a cold front hitting the entire country of the United States of America. Depending, no matter where you are, there's more of a cold front that's passing through. So it can make you feel tired, out of it, not motivated, just feeling like you want to snuggle up and rest, right? But that can also mess with your mental happiness, right? Like if you are just in the bed for too many days, it can start to feel kind of depressing, like you're not really using your energy in a way that matters. So it's like, how do we strike this balance? How do we navigate our everyday lives in a way that feels good to us, in a way that feels like, you know, we're honoring, you know, the different times of year that we're in, but at the same time, we're honoring ourselves. And this has been a journey I've been on for a really long time. So I kind of want to take us back just a second here, and I promise it'll make sense. And I'll bring it full circle to the point of the episode, which is really, you know, honoring the ebb and flow of doing versus being. So basically, you know, my journey started a long time ago, but back in like 2018. Okay. And that's really with, you know, a Kundalini awakening that happened. And so it really kind of broke me open into my spirituality and all the things and mysticism. And straight away I was introduced to a priestess. Okay. High priestess. And I was initiated in the priestess world. So I don't talk a ton about that, but that was back in like 2018, 19, 20, 21, 22. That's really, I had a good, like solid, at least 3 years, 4 years in online priestess temples, being initiated under different lineages. Okay. So that's really just understanding that there's different lineages of mysticism and different levels of really understanding your gifts and journeying it through initiations with that. So just to tell you, when I was on that journey, I really want to just point to the fact that that was the first time that I started to be introduced to the word divine feminine and what that meant. And of course, at first, it was more of an understanding of like, okay, in the Western culture, depending on where you are in the world, but in the Western culture, we're more so leaning towards, you know, the divine masculine is really a lot of the religions of the Western culture. Here where I live in the USA is more so along the divine masculine. Okay. So that's going to be like Jesus, you know, also known as Yeshua, and maybe even Buddha or Allah, and all of these more masculine energies that people will connect to. Now, what I learned, okay, when I started my journey is the way of the divine feminine, which is more in the realm of honoring the fact that like Mother Mary was a high priestess. Also, Mary Magdalene was a tantric priestess and a holy woman. And, you know, Isis, going all the way back to the days of Isis being, you know, a mystic priestess. So it's just honoring the divine feminine, which most of us don't do that because we don't even know about it. But, you know, go to places like Bali and you have many different deities and such, or India, where they definitely honor that female energy. So like I was mentioning, that was sort of my beginning understanding of what is the divine feminine and what is this energy. And then, you know, I really started to more so understand that feminine energy, like I mentioned, being on the side of less is more. Right. And also the energy of quality versus quantity and not feeling like you have to do all of the time in order to be successful, happy, and find love, you know, et cetera, all the things. Around that time, I was very into books like Code Red by Lisa Lister, also, you know, really getting into new moon and full moon circles, wheel of the year circles. I was very much so into, you know, books like The Gaia Codex by Sarah Drew, which if you've never read that book, it is life-changing, and I highly recommend it. Gaia Codex by Sarah Drew. The audible version of that is actually fantastic to listen to. She has a really cool voice, so I highly recommend. But I mean, that's where I really started to dip my toe in this energy of the divine feminine. So this, you know, what it started to do was it helped me to understand both. Okay, the masculine, the feminine, the fact that we're both carrying these energies within us, and like how to navigate these energies, how to use them in everyday life, and honor both sides. And the reason why I bring that up is because during this time of the year, right, where it can be a little bit more slow, where it can be a little bit more dormant, where there's not a lot of action take place, the earth is kind of asleep right now, depending on where you are in the world. And it's more of this quieting period. So how do you honor that, right? Like without slipping into a depression or without, you know, really letting yourself go, you know, kind of crazy, like sitting in the house. I'm still figuring that out. You know, I don't have the answer for you, but what I can tell you what's worked for me is also understanding the divine masculine, right? Which besides the deities that I've named off earlier, you know, with the divine masculine being like Yeshua and Buddha and Allah and those guys, really just knowing that what is the divine masculine energy like? Well, it's more of that energy of a strong container that holds it all. Okay. So after I had several years really feeling into the divine feminine in the beginning of my journey, that was, again, understanding like it's okay to just be, okay? It's okay to just be. You don't have to hustle all the time. Honoring the cycles of my menstrual cycle, honoring the way that my energy works and my human design and honoring the cycles of the moon and all of that. So that was me dipping my toe and honoring my divine feminine within myself and learning how to work with that energy to manifest the life that I want to create. And then, you know, after a couple of years, I sort of circled back to that more divine masculine, like, hey, what is that? You know, like what besides, you know, the deities that I mentioned for the divine masculine, what else is that energy? And understanding that is a physical container, you know, that's the energy that really is that structured energy that holds the divine feminine. And it sort of protects her and it protects her so that she can create. And I have this visual in my head that I was given during one of my priestess initiations, which was, you know, seeing the way the women were honored, you know, back in the day when priestesses were held, you know, at such a high honor within society, they were actually held at a higher honor than even the king and the queen. And they would actually, the king and the queen would consult with their priestess before they made any big moves. So that's kind of how it we used to be. And when that time was taking place thousands of years ago, the men, the holy men, would actually walk the perimeter of the priestess temples while the priestesses were doing their work. And so they were protecting us. And so I love that feeling of the divine masculine, the protection, the structure, holding the things. And so I started to use that energy in my business, my creations, right? By creating an online platform, let's say for my podcast, by creating a website for my business so that people can find me and book a reading or, you know, connect with me that way. So it was like, I started to realize like, oh, this masculine energy has a place. Okay. Like it has a place in my life too. It's not only about the hustle and going and doing. It's also a beautiful physical structure type of energy that really holds this more fluid, creative energy of this feminine energy that I have when I do create things, when I do, you know, decide to create a new human design class or a new sister circle, you know, depending on the turn of the wheel or something like that. So it really was this energy of just like, okay, got it. Like I am feeling both of these. I kind of know how I'm using them in my life. And, you know, how does that look when you do move into periods where it feels dormant, it feels quiet, it doesn't feel like anything is happening. And so the truth is, you know, like I mentioned, I haven't figured that quite out yet, but I'm closer to understanding and really honoring my own soul algorithm than I've ever been. And I think that's such an individual journey is really what I want to say here. It's an individual journey to understanding what makes you happy. Okay. Like what fulfills your soul from the inside. And it's about not losing track on that. Okay. Because if you're going too hard in the masculine or you're doing and you're wiped out, you're not in this very fluid, open energy of the feminine where you're receiving, but instead you just don't even know how to move those hips, let's say. Like you don't know how to like dance and feel into it and like, you know, really allow yourself to be that feminine energy, but you're stuck in this like masculine doing. It's so tiring and it's exhausting and you don't get your downloads are stagnant and they feel like they're not going anywhere. And so what I realized, okay, and I just want to tell you this as I'm looking out of my window right now and like seeing the snow just like coming down. I just want to say that like it's such a personal journey to understanding what your energy is meant to be doing when. Nobody can tell you. I had one sister friend who, in the middle of, you know, I think it was summer solstice time, she went into a deep, like just literally down in the dungeon creating, okay, which we know that the womb is dark and the ground is deep down, feet beneath the dirt is very dark, but it's also very fertile ground for creation. So she found herself during the most potent, abundant time of the year around the summer solstice energy, where most people are outside running around. She found herself just deep in the energy of creation and like in the libraries of her hometown and not coming out and not answering calls. And like, just because she just had these downloads coming through and she wanted to like get them, you know, get those seeds planted. So nobody can tell you. What I've learned being on this journey, you know, for a little bit of time now, is that nobody can tell me when, how to use my energy. I just know the direction in which the divine is trying to take me. Okay. Even with doing this podcast, I try to put one out every, you know, week, but I've noticed that like, I'm just like missing a week here and there. And I try not to get down on myself about it. I'm like, no, like I have to honor like the way this is going, because sometimes my energy and my focus needs to be fully in this other area of my business in order for that area to start getting going, right? And it's just like allowing the ebb and the flow to shift, change as it does, without judgment, without judging myself. As long as I'm happy, right? Like I'm actually happy and I'm energized and I'm feeling good, I'm great, right? Because there's times when I just do need to shut the blinds and I do need to sit down and I do just need to relax, and that feels so good to me. And then I know when I've been doing too much of it, when I'm, you know, have the fireplace going and my little fur blanket on me, and I just feel agitated and like stirry, like I need to move my energy. And I'm like, oof, like I've been sitting in this too long. I need to go work out. I need to go, you know, create a post or something like that. I need to create outwardly in the world. So what I want to say here though, is that nobody's going to know better than you what that cycle is like for you, regardless of where we are in the turn of the wheel, right? Like if it's, you know, the winter solstice, Yule, and or if it's summer solstice, whatever time of year it is, whatever cycle you're in, nobody's going to be able to know better than you where you are on your journey and where it is that you are meant to be putting your energy. It's all in divine alignment when you're just tuning into yourself and you're knowing who you are, where you are, the direction in which you're designed to go in. And like, nobody can fucking stop you. It's like, nobody can judge you. Nobody can like, you know, say X, Y, and Z are being lazy, or you're going too hard, you're too in the masculine, whatever. It's all about what does your energy feel like it wants to do, not the program beliefs of what it feels like you should do, right? Because we have a lot of that, you know, in the social media sphere with like women who are like, right? Where they're just like, they're just so dominant. And like, we also have a movement going where it's like hashtag soft girl life, right? Where it's just more of like, I'm in my soft girl phase. I'm, you know, in bed by nine. I am, you know, up with the sunrise. I'm not partying. I'm not drinking. So it really, we have these different movements going on right now. And we have these different ways in which these energies are being expressed. And what I just want to say in this episode is that nobody is going to know better than you what your cycle is. It doesn't matter where we are in the turn of the wheel. And it really just depends on you tuning into yourself and knowing what that is looking like for you. Okay. And so you're going to know best what that's looking like for you. And it's just about you recognizing the signs that are coming in, the different ways in which the divine is trying to guide you in your life, in the way that you're navigating your energy every single day to know the direction in which you're trying to go. So I invite you to really just tune into your own energy, knowing and trusting that whatever is being called from you right now, whatever is sort of steering you in the direction of work, you know, really putting your work out into the world, or more of this quieter energy of downloading and creating whatever that is for you, just honoring where you are and trusting it and knowing that it's a journey, right? Because it's like, I'm still figuring that out for myself. What does that look like for me? How do I know where I am and like how the decisions I'm meant to be making, and continuing to learn as you go on this journey that we call life, right? The spiritual journey. So just sending everyone so much love, really honoring this time. time. It's so beautiful. It's so amazing, no matter where you are. And I will see you on the very next episode of the She's a God podcast. Sending you so much love.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.